Today, Rav Yosef is Bechoro Kaf Hey. We're going to start in Kaf Dal and Amabet at the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshalem Omer, Hashochet et HaBechor, Oseh Makom B'Kofitz, Mikan U'Mikan, B'Toleshet HaSer, U'Bavan Shelo Yezizenu M'Komo. When you're shechting the Bechor, what's the issue? You need to move the hair out of the way in order to get to the place where you want to shecht it. The problem is, in order to do that, you sometimes have to take out the hair. So, and it's a problem to remove the hair because there's an isur on the bechor ligzos to shear it. So what do they say you can do? You're allowed to move the hair to the sides and even to pull it out, and there's no isur giza. Why? They say, ubevad shelo yizizenu mimkomo. As long as you don't take it out entirely, you just kind of cut it off and leave it there attached to the fleece that's still on the animal. Likewise, if you're trying to find the mum to see if there's a mum there, you're allowed to also move the hair out of the way, even if you might come to accidentally pull out the hair. In other words, the issue here, so I don't think I was clear before, is that you're moving the hair, and by moving the hair to the side, you might accidentally pull some out. And then the question is, you chayv in giza, and according to Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, you are not. Amar Rav, Gemara starts out and says, Halacha in the name of Rav, Halacha ke Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Ba'u mi name Rav Huna. So now they ask a question for Funa. Kenegdo biyom tov ma'u. Can we say the same thing relating to someone who goes to shecht an animal on Yom Tov? And it's here we're not talking about Bechor. We're talking about that it's Aser Ligzos B'Yom Tov. So would the same thing be true that if you're moving the hairs and you might accidentally pull some out while you're trying to shecht the animal on Yom Tov, which is allowed, do you have to worry about pulling out the hair? Ma'u tamid Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Here's the two sides of the question. Mishum de kasavar tolesh lav haynu kozeis u'B'Yom Tov Asur. Is it because we say Tlisha is not the same thing as gozes, and therefore, it's only in a bechor that gozes is asur midoraita. Ubi yom tov dehavale oker davar migidulo, and in yom tov, in other words, do we say giza when it comes to bechor? Giza is what's asur. Tlisha is not the same as gozes, but when it comes to hilchot shaban and yom tov, we say tolesh is the exact same thing as giza. Why? And this is the isser that we have to be tolesh, because tolesh is called oker davar migidulo, which is aser b'yom tov from the tolada of gozes. So when it comes to bechor, there's no toladot, but when it comes to yom tov and shabbat, there's toladot. There's things that are natural outgrowths. But just like giza is aser, anything that's oker davar migidulo, we're taking it out from where it was originally growing, is going to be forbidden. So, do we say that? Odilma ba'alma savar Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam tolesh haynu gozes. Or do we say that Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam actually thinks that tlisha is geziza, but is gozes, but haynu tama deshare dehavale devar she'enu mitkaven. U'biyom tov devar she'enu mitkaven mutar. Or is the whole reason this is aser is because if we accidentally pull out a hair, it doesn't matter. That's not what we were intending. When it comes to Bechor and when it comes to Shabbat or Yom Tov, when we do the act, when we accidentally pull out this hair, that wasn't what our intent is. In both the cases, what are we doing? We're moving the hair away so that we can shech the animal. That's classic. We learned it in Dinei Shabbat many years ago. Davar she'enu mitkaven, although we've seen it a number of times since then. Davar she'enu mitkaven is mutter. Okay, we're going to see this actually. I'm a chalokin about it. Okay, but right now, that's the question. Does Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam view this as davar she'enu mitkaven? And because of that, he matirs it, and it would even be mutar on Yom Tov. Amar lehu, zilu shaylei l'Rav Chanana. Go ask Rav Chanana. This is a question they asked Rav Huna. He says, go ask Rav Chanana. I amar halachak Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, if shilichu. If he tells you the halachas of Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, then I'll be able to explain it to you. Atu shalua, hachi amarav, halachak Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. So they asked him. Rav Chananel said, yes, the halachas like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. So then, atu lekamed Rav Huna. So they go back to Rav Huna and they ask him, amar lehu, kenegdo biyom tov mutar. He says it must be because it's devar shenu mitkaven. Because what he's saying is basically, if he had said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam, then I would assume, right, then of course we can't be matir on Yom Tov. But if he paskins like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam, then I can assume it's the same thing by Yom Tov, in which case he's going to say it's all based on Devar Sheni Mitkaven, and that would be mutar. Itmar nami amar Rav Chananya bar Shlemiya mishmei derav kenegdo b'yom tov mutar. But we started off with Rav saying halacha Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam. Then they wanted to know, would he hold the same thing by Yom Tov? And here we have someone else who says that Rav says that also doing this on Yom Tov would be mutar. Now they're going to question this whole thing. And say, so this is all based on Devar Sheni Mitkaven is mutar. And that's why Rav paskins like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam. But now we're going to have a problem because that doesn't seem to match Rav elsewhere. Umiyama Rav Hachi, could he really say this? Vahama Rav Chiya Barashi Mishmei Derav Misuchraya Deniziyata. Misuchraya deniziyata asur lahadokei biyom atav. Misuchraya, like a secher, like a dam. Okay, so misuchraya deniziyata is they had a faucet and it was dripping, so they wanted to close it up. It's like the, here it's not exactly, it's the spout of the barrel. So what you do is you take a rag and you put it in the cracks there, and you kind of, it soaks up the water, and with that, it stops it up. This you can't put there on Yom Tov. Why? Because while you're doing it, and you're fastening it on, it's full of liquid, and you're squeezing out the liquid from the wet rag. That's right, you put a dry rag there, immediately it becomes wet, and then as you're kind of getting it into place, you're going to end up squeezing. And that's a case of Devar Sheni Mitkaven, and what do you see? That Rav says you can't do this on Yom Tov. So it seems that he holds that Devar Sheni Mitkaven is usher and not mutra, like we just said. So what do they answer? Bahi afilu Rabbi Shimon mode. Tabaya v'rava damre travayu. Mode Rabbi Shimon b'psik resha v'lo yamut. That's a case, b'psik resha v'lo yamut. That's a case, what's that? That's classic, it means, right? If you cut off the head, will it not fall? Will the animal not die? Of course it's going to die. You might say, I'm cutting off the head for some other reason, not to kill it. But of course it's going to die. So that's a case where Abaye and Rava both say that Rabbi Shimon, who is the famous Rabbi Shimon, who holds the Devar Sheni Mitkaven is mutter, will say when it's a psik resha, meaning when it's definitely going to happen, then you're not allowed to. And the case with the Suchraya Deniziyata is there's no way to do it without squeezing it. Whereas in our case, it's only maybe you'll end up pulling out the hairs. Now, though, they're going to say, "V'ha'amar Rav Chiya Barav Ashi Amarav Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda." And likewise, we have a place where it says that. Here they're going to say that he dafka holds the Devar Sheni Mitkaven is usher. So now we're back to our question: as didn't he say that Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda? B'Rav Chanan Bar Ami Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon. Dafka Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. B'Rav Chiya Bar Avin Matne Below Gavre, and Rav Chiya Bar Avin taught the same thing without saying that it was Rav Chiya Bar Ashi who said in the name of Rav, or Rav Chanan Bar Ashi who said in the name of Shmuel, but he says it just straight out. Rav Amar Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel Amar Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon. So basically, we're stuck now. Okay, we wanted to say that he must hold like Rabbi Shimon, but we can't say that. So Ela La'olam Savarav Devar Sheni Mitkaven Asur. So now we go back to saying, no, it's not like we said. He must hold Devar Sheni Mitkaven is actually Asur. Vitolesh Lav Hainu Gozes. And then, right, what do we say here? The reason why it's Mutar is because Gozes, which is Asur by the Bechor, Tolesh is not the same thing as Gozes. To tear out a hair is not the same thing as shearing. Now we're going to still have to explain Yom Tov, because in Yom Tov it would be, because it's a toladav, oker davar mikaro, that we're uprooting something from its original location, and it would be usher because of the din of avot and toladot. So now we'd have to say, it'll be Yom Tov, we need a different reason why he matirs. Hayinu tamad deshari, the reason he matirs is, dehavele oker davar migidulo kil achar yad. Yes, it's true it's a toladav, but he's doing it kil achar yad, he's doing it in an atypical manner, and because it's an atypical manner, we're going to allow it. Okay, then already it's not forbidden. Okay. And then you'd have to say, right, generally, what do we say when it comes to Hilchot Shabbat, Melachot? It's usher to do things, it's mutar to do them, kila acharya, but it's not actually mutar. It's only that there's no isur d'oraita. But to do something with a shinoi, right, we can't say you can drive your car in some random manner, right, in some other way. Maybe that's not the best example. I'm not sure you could drive a shinoi, but let's say you could drive it or any kind of malacha you want to do in an atypical manner. You can't, it's not mutar midarabanan. So what do we say, though? In this case, even though it's only asr midarabanan, right, it's not asr midaraita, and therefore the rabbis allowed it in order to permit people to do shchita on Yom Tov, right? So there was a reason the rabbis overrode their asr midarabanan. So now we're still left to explain, so why does he allow this on Yom Tov? So because, I'm sorry, so now we explained why they allowed it on Yom Tov, because it's Kila Achayat. Now, so that's all based on, Rav must assume Tolesh is not Gozes, and in Yom Tov it's Mutar because it's Kila Achayat. And they matur that for the purposes of Shechting on Yom Tov. But now they question the assumption that Tolesh Lav Hainu Gozes. Tolesh Lav Hainu Gozes. V'hatanya, ha-tolesh ha-takana, v'ha-kumto, v'ha-morto, chayav shalosh chata'ot. If you tear out, if you pull out a wing of a bird, so you take, right, you pull out this big wing, and then your kumto, then you cut off the tip of it, and then you smoothed it out by taking off the feathers, right, you somehow smoothed it out, you're chayav three korbanot chatat, right? You did this by accident, b'shogeg. You're chayav shalosh chataot. Why? Because you did three things wrong here. V'amarish lakish, tolesh chayav mishum gozes, kotem chayav mishum mechatech, and mimaret chayav mishum mechek. Okay, you pulled it out, you're chayav because that's gozes, even though you ripped it out by hand, right, and not in a typical manner, and you just pulled out one. That's not the same as shearing, but here you see, it is considered shearing. Koteim, you're chayav because of cutting, right, when you cut it. And memaret, you're chayav because of smoothing, memachik. So, again, how do we explain then that tolesh is gozes? When we said a minute ago it wasn't. Shane kanaf tahainu orche. See, no. The way you pull out a feather is by actually, the wing is by actually plucking it out by hand. Whereas gozes, that's not the way you generally shear it. And therefore, when we're talking about an animal, right, and as you don't generally pull out hair, one hair at a time, when it comes to shearing an animal. And therefore, we can't ask a question from this case. Now we're going to continue to ask, Umidu Rav Savak Rabbi Yossi Ben HaMashulam, Rabbi Yossi Ben HaMashulam Savar LaKirav. Okay, this is a fun, interesting thing to say. If you're going to hold, I mean, it makes sense, but it sounds a little long-winded. If you're going to say that Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMashulam, and that's why Paskin's like him, then you're going to have to assume that Rabbi Yossi ben HaMashulam holds like Rav. So now what do we say? We said that Rav holds, at this point, Devar Sheina Mitkavin is Asur, because we saw that Rav holds that in general, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, the reason why it's Asur here is because Tolish is Gozes, and not because it's, right, and therefore, just said the opposite. Tolesh is not Gozes. In other words, if it was Gozes, it would be Devar Sheina Mitkavin, it would be Asur. But it's not Gozes at all, and that's why it's Mutar. So then, again, what's our assumption? Our assumption is that Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMashulam, and we know that Rav holds Devar Sheina Mitkavin is Asur. So then we have to assume that if Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi ben HaMashulam, then he assumes that Rabbi Yossi ben HaMashulam holds like him in terms of Devar Sheina Mitkavin. So then we'd have to assume that Rabbi Yossi ben HaMashulam savar l'karav and would hold that Devar Sheina Mitkavin is Aser. But now we're going to question that. We're going to say, v'savar Rabbi Yossi ben HaMashulam Devar Sheina Mitkavin Aser. Now why do we have to assume this? Sorry, I just want to make it clear. Because if Rabbi Yossi ben HaMashulam held that Devar Sheina Mitkavin was mutter, according to Rav, then Rav would not paskin like him. Because if Devar Sheina Mitkavin, according to Rabbi Yossi ben HaMashulam, is mutar, then that's the most obvious assumption of our Mishnah, is that that's the reason why he allows it. In which case, Rav would never paskin like him. Because Rav says, Devar Sheina Mitkavin is Aser. So therefore, we'd have to assume, right, the basic assumption of the fact that this is why Rav holds like him, because Devar Sheina Mitkavin is Aser, and therefore the reason he holds like him is just simply because Tolesh is not Gozes. Then we're stuck. Because why? Because we see elsewhere that Rabbi Yosef ben Amishalom holds that Devar She'eino Mitkaven is Aser. How do we know this? V'hatanya, shtei sa'arot, ikaran ma'adim v'roshan mashchir. Okay, now we're talking about para aduma. Okay, you have two sa'arot that are adom, where they're growing, but the ends of them are shachor. Now, you can't have black hairs on a para aduma. So Rabbi Yosef ben Amishalom says, what do? Gozez b'misparayim v'eino choshesh. Now, it's Aser to be gozes a para aduma, because it's kodshim. Can't be gozes kodshim. So what does he say? You can actually be gozes the tip of these hairs that are black with a pair of scissors, and we're not concerned, right, in order to make the hairs all red, and we're not concerned that you're doing giza here. Why is that? Because the assumption must be, he holds, davar she'eino mitkaven is mutar. Right? You're not doing it to shear it because you want the hairs. You're doing it, right, because you want the hairs to be red, and you're not mitkaven to do the shearing. So therefore, here you see that what he holds, davar she'eino mitkaven is mutar. So how could you possibly say that he holds it's aser, right? That and it had his rav hold like him. So what do we answer? Shane para de la bat gizahi. A para is different because you don't generally shear the para. It doesn't have wool like a sheep does. So therefore, it's actually not aser begiza. And that's why. So now the Gemara answers, wait a minute. But it says, v'ha tanya, lo ta'avo b'b'chor shorecha, v'lo ta'goz b'chor tzonecha. V'ein li ala shor b'avod b'tzon begiza. That shows that what? It's usher to work ashore, and it's usher to shear the sheep or anything from the sheep family. How do we know that it's also forbidden to work your tzon, and it's also forbidden to shear your ox? Talmud lamar, lo ta'avo v'lo ta'goz. Since it says lo ta'avod and it says lo ta'goz, and and it has a vav in between them, vilota goes. That teaches you that what's true for one is true for the other. So therefore, you do see that it's usher to shear the paras. So how can you explain Rabbi Yossi ben Amishalom, if not by saying, davar she'eino mitkaven is mutter? So again, they say, shane para de kodshe bet kabayati. The para duma is not kadosh because it's going on the mizbeach. It's not kedushat haguf, because you don't put the para duma on the mizbeach. It's only kadosh kodshe bet kabayit. It's not kodshe mizbeach, basically. Because it's not kodshe mizbeach, and only its value is kadosh, then we're going to say, since it's not going to go on the mizbeach, therefore it's not asur begiza. Only things that are going on the mizbeach are asur begiza. Now they say, v'hama Rabbi Lazar, kodshe bet kabayit, asur begiza v'avoda. But he says it actually is asur begiza v'avoda, Rabbi Lazar says. So what do you write? Even bet kabayit. So we're still stuck. So what do we answer? Midi Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar was only Midi Rabbanan. Well, how does that help us? Why? You get Yisur Durabbanan. So then it's still us or Midi Rabbanan. That doesn't really help us. Ella, so again, how could we allow this if it's us or if not, Davar She'eino Mitkaven is Mutter, in which case we're back to square one. Ella, Shane Para de Lo Shchicha. The reason is because Para Aduma, it's not common that someone's going to do Giza. And therefore, Chachamim, since it's only Asur Midrabanan to do Giza, we're going to say, since Ana Para, and that's, what did he say? Rabbi Lazar said, Kodshe Bet HaKabayit Asur Midrabanan. We're going to assume that only applies to a case where the rabbis would be gozer, in a case where it's common. But in the case of Giza of a Para, where it's certainly not going to be, it's only, let's say, you have a tzon that was Kodshe Bet HaKabayit, then it's Asur Ligzos. But here, we're not going to say it's Asur Ligzos. But then they say, but if you're really, there was a gzera derabanan about not doing giza, then why didn't they suggest, here's a better option. What could we have done? We could have redeemed the para aduma and turned it into chulin entirely, then do the giza, right? Cut off the edges of the hairs, and then re-sanctified it, and then we wouldn't have to cut it while it's b'kedushata. So what are the answer? Dameha yikarin. Now it's very expensive, and therefore it's going to be very hard to redeem it. So then they say, v'liyavibah kedishmul. So why don't you do what Shmuel suggested? to Amr Shmuel, Hekde Sheva Mana Shechilelo Al Sheva Pruta Mechulal. He says, if you take something, you have something that's Sheveh a ton of money, right? It's Sheveh 100 Zeus. And if you did it anyway, in other words, you're supposed to be redeem it for its value. But if you already redeemed it for just a Sheveh Pruta, for, you know, a small amount of money, it would already be Chulin, okay? And its Kedusha is canceled. In which case, can't you just say, right, then that would be a good solution for this Paraduma, instead of cutting it while it's in its Kedusha. So what do they answer? Now, Imor Damar Shmuel, when Shmuel says that that works, Pidyon, on something very expensive by a little amount of money, that's only Shekvar Chilelo, Lechat Chila Miyamar, that's only if you already did it, but it's not, it's never you can't say to someone a prescription. You can't say, go redeem it, even though it's worth a lot of money, go redeem it for a little bit of money. You can't say that. It's only if someone already did it. So you can't give that as a suggestion as to what to do with this parah that you want to cut off the edges of the hair. And therefore, that's not a good solution. And therefore, we're back to that Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam doesn't hold that Davar Sheina Mitzkaven is Aser. He doesn't hold it's Mutter. He holds it's Aser like Rav. The reason he allowed it here, right, and others, again, connecting with his other stuff, is because Tolish is not Gozes. And when we brought up this question of the Paraduma, where it sounds like he can do something that's Davar Sheina Mitzkaven and it's Mutter, in the end we say, no, it's just that it's not really Aser Ligzoz a Paraduma, because even though it's Kachet Betakabayit, and theoretically Kachet Betakabayit should be Asurim Begiza, that's only Midirabanan. And in this case, since it's a para, and it's so rare that we even have hairs that we're, you know, that we shear the hairs there, therefore there's no Gzera, and therefore it's not Asur, and that doesn't raise a problem for our case. Alternatively, one could say, Ibait Ema, Rav Savar Lake Rabbi Yossi Ben Meshulam, for Rabbi Yossi Ben Meshulam, Lo Savar Lake Rav. We could say, Rav, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, that way he holds that that's the case. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam himself holds that Davar Sheina Mitzkaven is Mutter and doesn't think that it's Aser. Okay, keeping on now with the next line in the Mishnah. V'toleish et ha-se'ar u'bavad shelo yizizena mimkomo. So you can tear out the hair as long as you don't move it from where it is. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rish Lakish. Lo shanu ela bayad, aval b'kli asur. This whole thing of ripping out the hairs is only with your hand, but not with the kli. So now they say, wait a minute, that makes no sense. Look at the Mishnah. V'hakatane, osema komba kofitz. You make a place, right, for the shechita knife using a cleaver, which means, right, a cleaver is something utensil used to take out, cut off the hair. Mikan u'mikan. So what do they answer? Tane la kofitz. No, it's not bikofitz, it's make room for the cleaver, not make room with the cleaver. And that's how they resolve it. V'chein ha-tolesh et-ha-se'ar l'ro'at mum. Likewise, this is allowed in order to see a mum, see if there's a blemish. Ibai elihu. So now they asked a question about this. L'chatchila o di'avad. Is this allowed? L'chatchila, if you want to, in order you want to go show a mum, you're allowed to pull up, you know, not move the hairs aside, even though you might knock them out. Or is it only b'dieved if you did it? Okay, but not that you're allowed to do. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Tashma, let's learn from the following brayta. He says, Tzemer ha-mesubach ba-ozen. Rabbi Yossi, right, if you have tzemer that's on the ear of the bechor, and there was a mum on the ear, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, tosho umar et mumo. So what does it sound like, right? You're allowed to pluck it out the hairs, and show the mum to the chacham. Shema mina lechatchila, shema mina. From here, you can definitely infer that you can actually do it lechatchila, and not only if you already did it, it's okay. Amar Rav Meri. Rav Meri is now going to support this. Afan anami tanina. And look at the words of the Mishnah. It also sounds that way. V'chein hatolesh et ha-se'ar lirot makom mum. My v'chein. Why does it say v'chein? Doesn't it sound like the same as shchita? Right? Ile ma shelo yizizenu. If it means that you shouldn't move the hair from its place, the chain, just like there, you can't move it from, right, if you're allowed to shear it, but you can't move it from where it's attached to the other hairs. Hashtu umashu chet ishchitato muchachad ala eloi zizenu lirom makomu mibaya. It doesn't make sense that the v'chein is referring, there's two parts of it. One is that you're allowed to do it, right? You can we're going to then prove it's the beginning part, which is lechatchila, you're allowed to be tolesh the se'ar in order to do it. Because then clearly in the shechita case, we're saying you do it with the cleaver, it's not, or you do it for the cleaver, but either which way, you're clearly doing it intentionally. But first they suggest maybe it's the second part that's v'chein, which means once you accidentally did it, right? Let's say we say it's only b'dieved, then once it's accidentally done, then you just can't move it out of its place. So now they say, if that's what it's coming to teach you, if when you're shechting it, right, by the mere fact that you're shechting it proves that you clearly aren't doing it for the wool, and yet we say, lo yizizena mimkomo, we don't want anyone to think that you were taking it out just so you would use the hair. And so lirot makom mum, where it's not so clear that you're actually doing it for, right? It's not so clear that you're pulling out the hairs for the purposes of checking for a mum. Mibaya, would it need to tell you shelo yaziz tasear? Of course you can't move the sear. And therefore, elalav, it must be, the v'chein is talking about atolesh, about the tolesh part. Shmamina lechatchila, and therefore it sounds like even lechatchila you can do it. Shmamina. Okay, next Mishnah. Se'ar b'chor ba'al mum shenashar, hinicho b'chalon, v'achar kach shachato. Okay, you have hair of a ba'al mum that fell off. So now you have a ba'al mum, its hair falls off. What's the issue? The issue is that once you shech this animal, what's going to happen? Right, it's asur b'gizav avoda. You can shech the animal, then you're allowed to eat the animal once it's shechted it. Again, only if it has a mum. Since you're allowed to shecht it and eat it, the assumption is once you shecht it, you're also allowed to use the hairs at that point. They're not aser bahana anymore. They're only aser when it's right when it's alive, because it's aser ligzos. But what if you have hair that fell off the ba'al mum before you shechted it? You put it in the window, which doesn't really mean a window. It means like a niche in the wall. Then you shechted it. Akavi ben Mahalalel matir. He says this hair is mutar. Because once it's shechted, it matures not only the hair on the animal, but any hair that might have fallen off accidentally beforehand. Not hair that you pulled off, but hair that fell, right? We all have hairs that fall all the time. So sheep also. The Chachamim Osrim. Chachamim say, no, you can't do this. What's their concern? That you're going to leave over the animal, right? We saw this, Shema Yaseh Adarim Adarim. You're going to leave it for a long time, which has a few problems. Number one, the problem is that... Well, actually, with the ba'al mum, it has one main problem, which is we're worried if you leave it for a long time, you might accidentally work the animal, okay? And we want you to basically end up shechting the animal, okay? By the way, this is true also for if it's not a ba'al mum, okay? If in the case where it's not a ba'al mum, we're going to get to that later. Case where it's not a ba'al mum, so there the issue is, number one, you don't want to leave it over because there's a time frame within which you can shecht it. And also the animal's forbidden to work or anything else, and therefore you also don't want to leave it over time. But here we're talking about dafka ba'al mum, so we're worried you're going to leave it. And therefore they forbid it because they say, if, right, what are you going to do? You're going to leave it for a long time because a lot of hair eventually, right, a little bit of hair doesn't really add up, but if you have a lot of hair over time, then you'll end up with a lot of wool. So that's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a machloket, chachamim and akavi ben mahalalel, in the case of the hair of a ba'al mum that fell off during its lifetime, right before it was shechted, and then you shechted it, would the shechita matir it or not? Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, lo bezeh yitir akavi ben mahalalel. He wasn't matiring in the case where it was shechted. Ela se'ar ba'al mum shenashar v'nicho b'chalam v'achar kach met. He was matir in the case where the animal died. In that case, that's the case where Akavi ben Mahalalel matirs and Chachamim Osrim. The Gemara is going to immediately jump on this and have a problem. We'll get back to it in a minute. Tzemer hamedoldal bebechor. Okay, we have tzemer that came off of the bechor, fell off, but it's still attached to all the rest of the wool. Okay, it didn't fall off. So now you go to shech the animal. Right, until then we were talking about hair that fell off entirely and you put it in the window or in the niche in the wall to save it. But here we have stuff that fell off, but it was still attached to the rest of the fleece. Etchenir emagiza mutar. If it's when you look at the fleece, you see it also, it's part of it, then it's mutar, even though it was already detached. This is obviously only according to Chachamim, who are osir in the chalon. So if you're osir there, you're going to say, but here we're going to matir it. Right, obviously, Kavi Mahalel will matir no matter what. ועד שאינו נראה עם הגיזה אסור. But if you can't see it with the giza, it's already looking like it's separated from it, then it's going to be forbidden. Okay. Going back to the Mishnah now, the Gemara starts off and says, from the second part, Rabbi Yossi, lo bezet, he tira kabe ben mahalalel, and they have a machloket about what the case they're arguing about is. Michlal, from there you can infer that what? Lo bezet, he tira kabe ben mahalalel. He wasn't matir that case, meaning he forbade the original case, right? The case of shachat, he was osir, right? Michlal da asar. That only in the case of meit would he matir it. Now they're going to question this and say, what do you mean? If he matures it in a case where it died, obviously it's going to mature in a case where you shechted it. Why? If it dies, the shechita is the thing that matures it in general. Death doesn't generally mature. So if when you shechted it, it's mutar, obviously it's going to be mutar. Or, right, if it's mutar, if it died, obviously it's going to be mutar if you shechted it. So Ella, therefore they reinterpret the Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Lo bezehi tira kavya v'chachamim osrim. That's not the case where a kavya was matir and chachamim forbade. But it goes like this: shachato, if it was shechted, divrei hakol shari. Everyone would agree that there was mutar. Ki pligi b'meit. The machloka between them is in a case where it's meit. But everyone agrees in the case of shachato that that hair would be mutar. I'm a Rabbi Asi. I'm a Rish Lakish. Another thing about this machloket: machloket b'shehi tiro mumche. Demar savar gazrina doma ati l'shuye, umar savar lo gazrina. Aval lo itiro mumche l'divrei hakol asur. There's two stages in a baal mum. The first stage is it gets a mum. The second stage is the chacham determines it has a mum. Now what this is saying is basically until the chacham determines it has a mum, the animal is considered a tam, even though it has a mum. You see it has a mum, but you're not a chacham. It's not considered a tam. So therefore, any hair that falls off, okay, comes Rish Lakish and he says that, comes Rish Lakish and he said, their whole machloket is only after the mumche was matir and it's considered a baal mum by the mumche, okay, the expert. Then we have this concern, maybe you'll leave it over, or maybe we don't have to worry that you'll, right, we're not gozer, that you can leave it and it's actually mutar. But if he wasn't matir, everyone would agree that it's usur, because then that's hair from a tam. Okay, if you have a perfectly good animal, there for sure we're not going to allow it, because there we're worried, this is what I mentioned before, that you're going to leave it and you're not going to sacrifice it, or you're not going to sacrifice it in time. And therefore, for sure there, we're much more concerned with you leaving it over, and we're never going to allow it. Okay, and therefore hair is never allowed, because we're always going to be gozer. Matif Rav Shesha. Rav Shesha now questions Rish Lakish. Balei mumim, okay, here's a bright. Balei mumim osrim b'koshu. You have balei mumim, they get mixed up with regular animals, okay? They're any one baal mum in a herd of thousands is going to be usur. The whole thing is going to be usur, and it's going to treat them all as balei mumim. None of them can be sacrificed. So that's Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yivukar. Okay? It should be checked. Now, what does this mean, Yivukar? Vahavinamba, they asked. Ma Yivukar? Ilema de baal mum hu, if it means go check and find which is the baal mum, Vilishkale, and take it out of the herd. Well, that makes no sense, because Michal Tanakama Amar love. What Tanakama would say, you can't do this. So of course, and it really should say lo. Tanakama Amar lo. You're going to say that Tanakama says if you want, you have an animal baal mum, it gets mixed up in 1,000 regular animals, and then you go into the herd, you find the baal mum and you pull him out. What, he's going to still forbid it? This doesn't make any sense, right? Rabbi Yossi said, go check it and take it out. Okay, so therefore that can't be the interpretation, because it would make no sense that Tanakama would forbid the whole mixture at this point, because it's not a mixture anymore. He took it out. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Ravua. So Rav Nachman says, and this is how it's going to connect to us and question Rish Lakish. Rav Nachman says in the name of Ravua, we're talking about the giza of exactly our case, a bechor that's a baal mum. Shinit arvu begize chulin. And what happened? So it's hair of a baal mum that mixed up with hair, or you know, wool of a baal mum that mixed up with wool of a regular, you know, regular chulin animals. The regular chulin giza is obviously mutar, but the giza of a balmum is going to be aser. So now, uman tanakama, so who's tanakama? Rabbi Yehuda hi. Da'amar, nishchetu, asrei rabbanan. As Rabbi Yehuda, he matches Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that if you, that even once it's shechted, okay, in other words, what's this saying? This is hair that was taken off before the animal was shechted. And we're going to assume that Tanakama, who holds this whole thing is forbidden, holds that even once it's slaughtered, then, right, this is the Giza of a Bechor, Balmum, once you shecht it, Asrei Rabbanan. They forbid any Giza that was left over from before, right, as we saw before. But Rabbi Yossi matir, but he matirs it with Bikor. Now, why? L'ta'ame, da'amar, nishchetu, sharu rabbanan. He says, once you slaughter it, the giza of the animal is mutar b'hana'a. And therefore, if we can, once we shech the animal, we can matir the giza, and therefore the giza that was mixed up with all the other stuff, that whole mixture will now be forbidden because the shearings are now going to be permitted. So now, we haven't gotten to our question yet. So what's yivukar? V'katana yivukar. So ma yivukar? Lav imum kavua imum overhu. Afagav shelo hitiru mumche. So now they're going to say, doesn't this mean then, what do we have to check? We have to check, is it a mum kavua? Which, if it's, okay, so now what do we have? We have a bechor with a mum. Okay, but we don't, the question is, what has to be checked here? So if, according to Rabbi Yossi, shechita allows, the shechita of the animal, the balmum, will allow the giza, then what's the issue here? Just shecht it and it'll be fine. So what do you need yivukar? So they assume that yivukar must mean, check the animal to see if the mum that it has is kavua or a mum over. Is it a mum that's going to pass or is it a mum that's permanent? If it's a mum, right, afagav. So now, what do you see here? Right, if it's a mum kavua, then you're going to shecht the bechor, and then, I'm sorry, if it's a mum kavua, then you're not going to be allowed to shecht it. But if it's a mum over, then, I'm sorry, my mistake. If it's a mum kavua, then it'll go to the beta, it'll be shechted anywhere. And if it's a mum over that doesn't pass it for the mizbech, then, let me make it clear. If it's a mum over, then you're not going to be allowed to do anything with this until it gets, right, this won't be matired. It's only a balmum that we're going to matir. So you have to check. Is it a balmum that can be eaten, which is only if it's a mum kavua? Okay, so now, let's assume that you checked if it's a mum kavua now. And now you find out, oh, it is a mum kavua. So now the whole point is, according to this, you can now shech the animal, and then it'll matir the giza that got mixed up. But what does that imply? That this giza is going to be mutar, even though what? Afagav shelo hitiru mumche. Even though it was done at this early stage, where according to what Rish Lakish said, it's still considered a tam at that point. And therefore, if the hair fell off when it was in that stage, before the chacham determined that what kind of mum it was, that's not going to be mutar. So Amar Rava, lo, he says, no way, that's not what it meant. Yivukar, ihi tiro mumche'in v'i lo lo. No, you check if this was already matur by a mumche or not. If it was matur by a mumche already, then it's mutar. If it was matur, if it wasn't matured, then it's not going to be mutar. Again, when you shech the animal. Now we're going to have another diyun about this braita. Kisalik Ravim, when Ravim came from Babel to Eretz Israel, Amar l'shmate kamei de Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said the following in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar, with the explanation that the whole braita was talking about giza. Okay, they were talking about shearings. Right? We thought originally it was talking about animals, but now Rav Nachman said it was talking about shearings. So he says this in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar, so what does Rabbi Yirmiyah say to him? From my favorite lines. Bavlai tipshai, you stupid bavliim, mishum diatve ba'ara dechashocha amre shmata demachshachan. You guys sit in a dark land, and therefore you say dark, unclear things. Lo shmia lehu, didn't you hear had the amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba amar Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, machloket bishabadak velo matza. The machloka between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi and that braita is when you is a totally different case. What's this a case? The animal, we're back to animals, has nothing to do with shearings. The animal, balmum, gets mixed up with all the others. Then what did he do? He checked velo matza. He looks at the eder. We're now going to have two different interpretations of the braita, both of them saying it has nothing to do with shearings, but both are going to be different, okay? And they have to do with kind of probability and things like this. You check the eder. You didn't find, you knew there was a balmum, it got mixed up with all the others. You go through the whole flock and you can't find it. The kamifle be b'kluta to Rabbi Meir v'Rabbanan, and that's their machloket. Their machloket is based on the machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. The pure is in Nida, Ditnan, Shayar Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Davar Shayar b'cheskat Tumah, Lo Olami b'tumato Ad Shi Yitvada Tumah. If something became tameh, we're going to assume it's tameh until we determine the source of the tumah, which means what? If you have a field, and you don't know where the dead body is buried, so the whole field is going to be tameh until you find the place where it was tameh. So likewise, this whole eder is going to be forbidden until you find the baal mum. The chachamim omrim chofer ad shemegia lasela o lebetula. You can check a particular area, and if you get deep down until you get to fresh virgin soil, or you get to a rock, in which case it's clearly not going to be under here anymore, you can say that that area is mutar. Okay, so you don't have to assume this tumah everywhere until you can actually find it. So if you check each animal and you see it doesn't have a mum, well, then it can be mutar. Okay, that's the same logic. Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he has a different interpretation. Machloket b'shebadaku matza. The machloket between them is when you checked part of the eder and you found the baal mum. The kamiflagei b'plugta to Rabbi Ravim Shem Ben Gamliel. Titania. Sadesh ava ba kever. You have a field where there was a kever, but you don't know where the kever is anymore. Hanichnas b'tocha tameh. If you go into that field, you're going to be tameh, okay? Because maybe you walked on top of where the grave is, right? Tumah goes up. Nimtza b'tocha kever. But if you find a kever in that, you know, you knew someone was buried there, and then you find someone buried there. So hanichnas b'tocha tahor. You now can go anywhere other than where that kever is and not be worried because you found the kever that you were looking for. Shani omeru, who kever shavad, who kever shenimtza. Because I say that what? We can assume that if you were missing a kever and you found a kever, the one that you found was the one that you were missing. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Shem ben Gamliel omer, tibadei kol hasadeh kula. You have to check the entire field because maybe that wasn't the one. Maybe there's another one. So likewise with the baal mum, if you find one baal mum in that whole eder, can you assume that was the one you were looking for, and therefore the rest of the eder is okay, or do you have to check every single one to make sure? In which case, again, this whole machloket has nothing to do with our case about the tzemer. Now we're going to just finish up with why are there these two interpretations in Eretz Yisrael, and why didn't they each agree with each other? Rabbi Asi, my time alo amak Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Amar lecha, right? Why did he say that it's daf? Why didn't he say that it's the case where you checked and you couldn't find it? Amar lecha, bishlam agabe tuma. When it comes to tuma, I can say emar ba'orev unetala, ba'achbar unetala. I can say an orev came and grabbed it, or an achbar came and right, it got eaten up. I'm just assuming here. Elahacha. But in the case of when you can't find the baal mum, you would say baal mum lahecha azo. Okay, the one second. Right. So, right, Rabbi Chia bar Abba said that the machloket's in the case where you checked and you couldn't find the baal mum. So there, you could say. Balmum lahecha azel. In other words, the balmum was there. Where did he go? He's obviously still there. Whereas when it comes to tuma, and right, something could have come and snatched it and eaten it or something like that. V'idach, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, what would he answer? Emar mum overhu hava v'itase. You could claim that maybe the animal had a mum, but it was a mum that could be healed. And therefore, even though you saw the balmum go in, it doesn't necessarily mean that the mum is still there. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, my time alo amar ka Rabbi Asi. So now, why didn't he hold like Rabbi Asi, who said that it was about the machlok, it was in the sadeh, that it's connected to this issue about the sadeh where you lost the keder. Amar lecha, bishlama sadeh darka lemikbar ba. In a field, generally, we bury people. Ki hechi de cover bahai, cover in a shachrine. Right? Just like you might have buried that person, you might have buried someone else. Ela kodshim, kevan de bad kalam bekaime, darkai lemepa ba muma. But when it comes to kodshim, it's not likely that you're going to have a mum in them. Ve'idach, what's Rabbi Asi going to answer to that? Agav de began chea hadade, shriach behu muma. Because they gore each other all the time, so therefore mumim are actually pretty common. Okay, so it's a matter, this is all about probability and what the chances are and how likely, the likelihood of events occurring and things disappearing when you first have them and then they disappear, or things occurring, whether you found one kever, maybe there's another one. These raise all sorts of interesting questions. If you had more time, we could go into them more.